Now entering degenerate danger zone. Events occur in real time.
And we're back with another exciting edition of Degenerate Danger Zone. As always, I'm your host, Maniac, joined unfortunately by Degenerate Al, Topher, and Producer Burrs on the ones and twos. Gentlemen, how are we doing this evening?
We're doing great. I have dug out of my hole of 2 weeks ago. Just a horrific, horrific hole. I'm even. I am at zero. Fresh slate. So, feels good. Had a good week.
Tyree Jackson is better than Tyrod Taylor. Can say that. That's something to really be say. Three out of four of us are positive. And I'm bringing up the caboose, as we say. This train never stops, and I'm proof of it.
Someone's got to do it. Moving. Yeah.
So, how have you guys been doing? Have you guys been finding some stability in these middle months? This is typically when the books run roughshod. You would know, right, Al?
It's college basketball season came back. That's just massive. Obviously, early in the season, there's definitely ways to find some lines. You get a lot of bigger teams playing some smaller teams. Mismatches all over the place. So that's where I try to make up some ground early in the year with some college basketball. I stay away from the NBA. But still staying strong with NFL and college football.
With the NFL, I mean, this is the time of year where some teams just start crumbling annually, and some teams that are well coached, great organizations, they stick around for a playoff run. So that's how I have gotten a few wins. It's probably gonna backfire again this week. So once again, if you feel like fading Topher, I'm not gonna take it personally, but we'll see what happens.
You guys are finding stability. I still think it's square season big time across the board.
Yeah.
Duke 2-0 against the spread early. Like, what's going on? Like, Elon minus 19 and a half, 96% of bettors were on Duke, and that covered. You never see that.
What was the final?
Oh, they won by, like, 30.
Jesus.
Just weird. It's very odd. I mean, when are these squares going to get shellacked?
And that's why lately I've been trying to do some money line plays. I'm buying a couple points here and there. Maybe if a team's, like, Kentucky covered the plus 5. On that opening night.
Yeah, 5.5 I got. I was like, geez, yeah. Like, that seemed too obvious.
I had 5. Like, oh, wait, because you're on Bovada. I had to buy a point and a half because I'm on a real site and a real place that takes normal bets. I bought a point.
Normal bets.
I'm serious.
My bets aren't normal.
They're not. Bovada is Square City. And you know what? Yeah, it would be nice to be on that site every once in a while, but I'm not. I'm strictly on a site that has the Vegas lines and what's out there. And I had to buy a point and a half to get the 5.5 with Kentucky that opening night. That was a scary bet. With like 8 minutes left, I got nervous.
Scary bet.
It was. They couldn't move the ball.
They got it done.
They had no point guard. They could get in the zone. Like, it was.
That's really all that matters. We got now we have the full enchilada, as you say. NHL, NBA, NCAAF, NFL, NCAAB, tennis. You got everything you can imagine. What are you targeting between now and Black Friday? What are your pre-Black Friday specials?
My pre-Black Friday specials. I will be burying the Bulls at home against Ohio next Friday or for Black Friday.
Well, that's going
to
be Black Friday.
A chance to go to a bowl game. We'll have 5 wins after winning tonight. Ohio, and to be honest, what's tough there, it's a must-win for Ohio because they will be tied with Akron going for a MAC East title. So they got to come to Buffalo for a 1 o'clock game after their families with Thanksgiving. I'll be taking the Bulls. Other than that, I'll be looking for that college basketball value here and there. And obviously, Thanksgiving football. What more can you ask for?
Of course. You really can't ask for anything more. Topher?
An annual tradition, one of the best. The Sabres home game on the biggest drinking day of the year. I'll be there. We got Buffalo West, Minnesota coming to town.
Wow.
I'm taking the Sabres. I just have a good feeling in my gut about that one.
So it's Wild Sabres in Buffalo. What time?
I don't know. 7:30.
7 o'clock start.
Probably.
That's about right for sure. Well, hey, before you guys put me to bed, let's get to the picks this week. All right.
Looking at the scoreboard, we have me at the best golf score, minus 9.5. Topher, middle ground at even. Shoop, Degenerate Al, plus 1. And Burrs, against all odds, a plus 2.
Look at
don't ask me how producer Burrs is plus 2 of those SEC bullshit.
Look at him. He's plays. Strictly business.
SEC sorry. I'm sorry.
He looks like Greg Raymer in the 2004 World Series.
He'll pick something out of
poker.
His ass this week.
It was one SEC money line and one ACC money line play, by the way.
I'm talking all season. It's been SEC bullshit. All
right. Bullshit that's got me a plus 2, though.
That's true, but
hey, sorry, speaking curse over there. All right,
so hey, let's check out this slate.
I can start talking if you want.
All right, so what are we targeting? Burrs, start us off for the college slate this weekend.
Well, I got two college plays. Shocker, SEC. Two units on Mizzou. Minus 8.5. Minus 8.5. Against Vandy, two units there to win 1.8, give or so units. Also, I'm going to take Kentucky and the points. 21.5 points.
Wrong.
Yep, thank you very much. Big letdown from Georgia again. They're not the same. They're shattered. Kentucky plus 21.5, two units on that. And I'm cashing out my NCAA plays.
Okay. Nice work.
Thank you.
Not.
Yeah, how's minus 9 doing over there?
Tober, what are you looking at for all this right, college
so
slate?
I just have one little sprinkle for college this week. One little Jimmy, as they say in New England. So I have one unit, New Mexico against UNLV. The over-under is 56. I'm taking the over. New Mexico, they score a lot of points at home. UNLV straight out of Vegas, they score a lot of points too.
What's the total?
56.
Okay, you like it, huh? 56.
One unit on that, and that's my only college play this week.
Okay. Al, what are you lacing? What are
no
you lacing?
College football.
No college football.
Is that the second straight week?
Yep. I took a one-unit play last week, college football, and got buried.
Maniac had no college football last week.
I'll be in NFL this week.
All right, this is how you eat an elephant, one bite at a time. I'm going to take one unit on the Bulldogs, Georgia, minus 21.5 to bounce back. Pretty easy spot, pretty standard expectation. You can't bet based on last week. That's what you learned. I'll take Spartans of Michigan State, another bounce back spot, minus 16. They got shellacked last week. It's just a tremendous spot for them.
Who do they got
one
this
unit
week?
On each of those. They have Maryland, so the Terrapins are coming to town. Scott Van Pelt is going to get throttled. And this one's too obvious almost. Cuse Louisville after Lamar Jackson's epic world-breaking game last year against them against the Cuse last year. I think Dino Babers focuses a game plan on slowing it down, even though he plays at high speeds. Cuse under 73.5. Cuse Louisville under 73.5. One unit on all three.
I like that one, though. I do like that one. Next.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, I'm there. You guys got anything else to add for the college slate?
Nothing in college for me.
Okay. Well, any other input? All right. Well, then we're moving on to the big boys in the NFL. Looking at what do we got? What do we got on the slate over here? I got some good action. You know what I'm gonna go though? They've been waiting to break out. I'm putting my two remaining units on the New York Football Giants.
Plus 10.5.
The Chiefs are everyone's belle of the ball. It's gonna be an easy double digits at home. Give me Eli and Evan Engram.
I agree. That spread's kind of ridiculous. I would almost see that at like 7.5, 8.5, maybe KC, but 10.5?
10.5.
That's outrageous. Who do you want going next?
How about you?
Okay. I am dropping a 5-unit bomb.
Oh, geez.
On the Dolphins at home. Pick 'em, the Bucks. I'm sorry.
Fading the team he bet last week, folks.
No, I didn't. Wait, what do you mean?
Didn't you bet
Jets? Against the Jets last week?
Oh yeah, I bet the Bucks last
week. Yeah, yeah. Oh wait. What am I talking about exactly?
Al's
what
focused
happened?
On the future. He doesn't look in the rearview mirror.
Al thinks I'm asleep at the wheel, but really he's the one taking a snooze.
I'll take 5 units on the Dolphins at home.
Finn's pick.
Finn's pick 'em. I love that spread.
Okay.
That's outrageous. Yeah.
It's
a week to week league. Honestly, though, my next biggest lean, even though I don't have any more units to bet, would be Raiders plus 7 at home in New England.
At home, quote unquote.
Oh, it's in Mexico, right?
Yeah. Oh, are you still loving it now?
Wait, Trump didn't build the wall?
He didn't build the wall. Nope.
Okay, well, that didn't happen yet. I did not think they would make it over there. So, yeah, never mind. It's not a home game.
All right, well, I'll start with the square pick. Just completely fade what Al just said. Square pick. I got three games in the NFL. This is great week in the NFL. This is where the Shield really proves that it's so much better than college football.
It's actually not.
Yeah. I just said that to fire you up. But,
okay, I was just saying close.
All right, but I got three games. I'll start with the square pick. I got two units. Pats -7. They're going to have spent 2 weeks in Colorado. Not even just Denver. We're talking Colorado Springs, which is about a quarter mile higher elevation than Denver. They're getting used to that oxygen because Mexico City is way the hell up there. They are going to have the big advantage there. Just absolutely brilliant. So I'm taking the Pats, two units. One unit on our guy Peterman. I'm taking the Bills. I mean, this is a game that's not even on the board at Westgate right now. But they are 4-point dogs.
That's a big fact.
It's up at Bovada, though.
Of course. The Squares are hitting Chargers -5.5 all day.
So I'm taking the Bills in that one. And then I'm throwing my last unit on the Vikings, who are 2.5-point favorites at home versus the Rams. Jared Goff, he's great, but you don't come into the Viking ship.
I like that a lot.
Off of a big win, he's going into the Viking
ship.
Someone
will be holding up like a fracking sign in the 300 level at the Vikings game.
Yeah, who's going to be hanging
up? Late in the year, someone will be hanging up there during the game.
Burrs.
Hi, Burrs.
What's going on, guys? All right, I don't know. I got one unit left, and I'm just going to fire away on New Orleans -7.5, one unit.
Okay,
that's it.
That's a horrible
Saints
bet.
-7.5, wow.
Horrible
bet. You know what it is?
It's a week-to-week bet.
No, you know what it is?
What?
You know
what it is?
Hit the square. There it is.
You know what I'm noticing?
People are very tense with each other today. Square pick.
We are very tense with each other today. You know what? When we were all negative, we were all cradling each other, helping each other out. And now we got a few people in the positive, and you know we're taking shots.
What happens? We've achieved stardom, and that's when everyone wants to become an individual. Destiny's Child, Beyonce.
Because he said that, I am burying Skins +7.5 with any local book I have.
And
I'm
that's
sorry.
Why I love Miami too, but I changed that.
Folks, as always, for producer Burrs, Topher, and Degenerate Al, I'm Maniac. May all your tickets be cashed and your hopes not dashed. Till next time, good night now.